The days are now upon us for gathering the focus that will bring upon the transformation of the mass consciousness. It will be an interesting process of interlinking various consciously begun projects at different places on the planet. There are more than one ground crew with purposeful assignments. While it is natural to feel that one person or one group is attempting is too little, too late, this is not the case. All are now in place or nearly enough so that the concerted beginning can be initiated. It is necessary that the resolve, intent, and purpose be held securely within the scope of each of you, as the days ahead may become discouraging. You must hold your commitment with a calm and trust that does not waver. This experience is a manifested reality that must be dealt with inside that reality. The game must be continued on until completion. It can no longer be changed or delayed. Humanity is sinking into greater fear and confusing, furthering the plans of the manipulators at a rapid pace. The spiritual levels of each are becoming more and more inaccessible, and the reaction of the spirit expressing through the body to this process will continue to reflect through the reaction of the planet also. It's not a pretty picture from our perspective. It is not our intent to focus your attention into this picture, but it is also necessary that you are aware of what you are working within. It is unfortunate that it has had to proceed this far into the levels of suffering before the consciousness becomes vulnerable and desperate enough to pause and reflect that enough's enough. Perhaps now enough can be reached, with the desire to bring the situation to the end, to be willing to accomplish it through a total change of ingrained habitual reactions. The locking mechanism has been what has been called the opium of religion. The religious doctrine of ours is the only way and all else is wrong has literally created cells within the dungeon of ignorance with every modern religious sect present and accounted for. This is not to say that some truth is not present within them, for there is not enough either within any one of them, or even a composite of the truth known within all of them, now to guide mankind in anything but unending circles of frustration. The innate desire is always within each to progress towards the goal of transcending this entrapment and within the third dimension, and now religion offers no way to continue the journey. The aspiration of each soul extension as it incarnates on earth is to assist in bringing this situation back into balance. Each desires to become part of the pivotal pebble in the pond, but instead is caught in the entrapment of the heavy, oppressive pattern of energies and become part of the chorus calling out for assistance. The assistance cannot come from without, it must come from within, through self-empowerment, not for the purpose of placing this self over and above others, but in the genuine desire to inspire others to follow suit. In this way, these individuals come into harmony with the creative flow, and with the focused, conscious desire of those who are dedicated to this purpose that had accomplished this transcendence before. Unfortunately, the situation has reached such a sad state that dedicated ones of higher dimensions have now volunteered to incarnate and act on behalf of the inhabitants and set into motion a wave of self-empowerment on the planet. These volunteers are numerous and await the triggers planted within their awareness to remember their roles. The time has come for this to begin. Now is the time for those self-appointed ones leading mankind from being to becoming what was intended. Human being is a misnomer. Each is a human becoming. Knowing this and referring to themselves in this way, each would be constantly focused upon the true purpose of incarnation. Then the internal cry of those on the planet and the planet herself in this moment of time would become, I am a human, a God-man, becoming. Help me do this. Then response is possible. It changes the focus from I am a victim, help me, which implies help me to continue being a victim, to a focus of desire for self-empowerment. After centuries of calling for someone or some ritual or miracle to accomplish the impossible, man has been unable to figure out that it must come from within his own awareness and the empowering of himself so that it can be accomplished. Instead of the self-empowerment urge was distorted into self-aggrandizement, and the result is seen all around you. The shift of your own consciousness towards your desire for this end has brought forth your ability to attract these messages, as the wake-up triggers are tripped. The ripples of the pebbles shall become waves. Then the action shall begin and many levels of links shall form, and the wheels shall begin to turn. A beleaguered mass consciousness shall experience the shift, as will the planet. This will not be the shift, but will be the beginning of the necessary upliftment that must precede that process. Keep in mind the vibratory level of the mass consciousness. No inhabitants of planet Earth could survive a shift to the fourth dimension at this time. No amount of meditating and listening to channeled entities has accomplished this feat. It must be a shift in self-perception and the focus of this purpose of this incarnation in great numbers to accomplish this, as the flow now is downward in the vibratory rate into disease and death. To halt this movement and change its direction will require a shift of major proportions. The normal vibratory rate of the human body has been determined to be between 62 and 68 megahertz. The brain functions optimally between 72 and 90 megahertz. When the body vibration lowers to 58 megahertz, it can catch a cold. At 57 megahertz, the flu. At 55 megahertz, candida. 52 megahertz, Epstein-Barr. 42 megahertz, cancer. And at 25 megahertz, death begins. By considering the health problems of your friends and family, you can begin to get a true picture. Our interesting negative planners simply lower the megahertz of someone they would like to eliminate through their recently devised methods. Within a short period of time, the body either develops a fatal disease, or if lowered enough, death occurs, and whatever disease already present is the excuse. Allopathic medicine, a misnomer, chemical prescriptions lower the megahertz of the body, radiation from TV and computer screens lower the megahertz, and consuming processed and canned foods, which have 0 megahertz to support the body, continue the process. Starvation is the least subtle of the ways to lower the megahertz and brings on the lowering of the mass consciousness before each dies. In that way, these make contribution to the descending cycle. The human body has amazing adaptive abilities, but the onslaught of ways to bring down the vibratory level to tie you to the planet has reached critical point. The good news is that the shift in focus of the purpose by the critical mass within the encompassing planetary consciousness can go beyond removing a few critical dominoes as placed by the interesting planners. It could reverse the way they fall, thereby releasing the lowering process and allowing the megahertz of the bodies to increase. Now that's an interesting supposition to consider. The picture as it is at the moment is beyond discouraging. It is appalling. However, in playing out various scenarios and the holographic possibility, it is not at all hopeless. The key lies in the cards held by the ground crew. How these are played will determine which of the scenarios are available to ensure success. Keep playing. The last game has just begun and the creator never gambles. He only plays with sure bets. After all, he made up the game and he never forgets the rules. You can rely on that. His turn to shuffle and the deal's about to come up. Don't wait for it to happen elsewhere. Be here now.